silence to come. I can tell you this. When I returned to my car and switched on the engine, the noise felt gratuitous, ridiculous, and the feeling persisted for a good deal of the way along the M11.
Andrew Martin was reading from his series of essays, The Sound and the Fury. They were produced by Duncan Minchell and first broadcast in January last year. Well, we begin a new week of the essay on Monday night. Explaining the Explicit is the series title. Five authors consider the challenges of writing about sex. That's from Monday night at 10:45.
1784 was a good year for the Mozarts. Wolfgang's concerts, in which he performed his own piano concertos, were popular. The money was rolling in. They rented a plush apartment and he bought a new piano. It wasn't to last, of course, but at least the concertos he wrote that year do. And in Building a Library this week, Sir Nicholas Kenyon will be comparing some 70 years' worth of recordings of Mozart's F major piano concerto, Kirchel No. 459. Also on CD Review, as part of Radio 3's Baroque Spring, I'll be talking to harpsichordist, baroque specialist and distinguished handelian Alan Curtis about his three decades of recordings with Il Complesso Barocco. I'm Andrew McGregor. Join me for CD Review Saturday mornings from 9 here on BBC Radio 3.
This is BBC Radio 3. It's Friday night. It's 11 o'clock. It's time for Well Done 3 with Lopa Qatari.
Thanks, John. Well, from irritating sounds, not you, I might add, John, of course, the essay there, to 2 hours of hopefully the complete opposite. Let's start World on Three tonight with some blues rock from Niger's desert and Bombino, the latest artist to get the Auerbach treatment. Dan Auerbach of the Black Keys is on a roll, having grabbed 3 awards at this year's Grammys, and he's certainly brought a whole new urgency and energy to Tuareg guitarist Bombino. Have a listen to this. Amidini from Nomad, the latest album from Desert Rocker Bombino, out on Nonsuch Records on the 1st of April. The Black Keys frontman, Dan Auerbach, had heard some of Bombino's music and wanted to work with him. So Bombino flew from his home in Agadez in northern Niger to Dan's studios in Nashville, Tennessee, and Nomad is the result. And I've got another track from the album for you later on in the programme. Essentially, tonight's World on Three is going to be all softness and melody, augmented by the groove-filled Family Atlantica, my guests in session, plus some 80s vibe. It's been a busy week for me. Tonight, for example, I squeezed in 3 gigs before coming to the studio, so excuse me if I take my shoes off and chill out a bit. But not completely, of course, because as we all know, music can revive one's weary toes. So here's some Maskanda, that insistent Zulu folk rhythm from a master of the style, Shiani Nkobo, who passed away a couple of years ago. Hard to believe that the sound that Shiani is getting is simply by some furious finger picking. It's a soulful number, Yekanini, All Is Lost.
Kalela mandlami Yeah, 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 y
Aida Nadim. She was born in Iraq but now lives in exile in Denmark. Beyond Destruction, as the title would suggest, is a hard-hitting and edgy album. It's not an easy listen, but there's no doubt that it reflects Aida. It's raw, sensual, and she puts her heart into her voice. Yahuta, the track I played, is an old Iraqi poem. Turekunda, a Senegalese group started by brothers Ismaila and Sitchu Tidjane and mentored by a third brother, Amadou, has been going for more than 20 years now. Their first album came out on Celluloid Records in 1979 and it went gold, as did the following four. And I'm going to play Amadou Tilo, the title track of their fourth album that they brought out in memory of their brother Amadou in 1984, who tragically died on stage the year before. It's a beautiful song where the brothers put aside electronics and synths and go back to simple acoustic instruments and harmonies. It's short but sweet.
De sol cascal, desse vento constante, desse chão magoal. Boi mãe carinhosa, boi mãe carinhosa. Você tá dá um leite que é tão doce e morninho. No
nota sentivo ternura na nos pel morena. Nota sentivo ternura na nos pel morena. É por isso que esse nosso amor é assim tão grande, que mesmo na distância nunca te esquecer. Mãe carinhosa, mãe carinhosa, mãe, mãe carinhosa. Ó terra mãe, a emoção é do filho pródigo, que já voltou cheio de ansiedade para Borcalém. Ó terra mãe, a emoção é do filho pródigo, que já voltou cheio de ansiedade para boa ternura. Mãe carinhosa, boi mãe carinhosa, mãe carinhosa, boi mãe carinhosa. Apesar de sol cascal, des vem constante, des choma igual. Boi mãe carinhosa, mãe carinhosa. Boi mãe carinhosa, mãe carinhosa. Você tá dá um leite que é tão doce e morninho. Nota sentivo ternura na nos pel morena. Nota sentivo ternura na nos pel morena. É por isso que esse nosso amor é assim tão grande, que mesmo na distância nunca te esquecer. Mãe carinhosa, boi mãe carinhosa, mãe carinhosa, boi mãe carinhosa. Ó terra mãe, a emoção é do filho pródigo, que já voltou cheio de ansiedade para Borcalém. Ó terra mãe, a emoção é do filho pródigo, que já voltou cheio de ansiedade para boa ternura. Mãe carinhosa, boi mãe carinhosa, mãe carinhosa, boi mãe carinhosa. Mãe carinhosa, boi mãe carinhosa, mãe carinhosa, boi mãe carinhosa, mãe carinhosa, boi mãe carinhosa, mãe carinhosa.
Mai Carinhosa and the great voice of Cape Verde, Cesária Évora. Normally, labels bring out the best of or compilation albums with a few previously unreleased songs to honour the passing of a legend. Well, in Cesária Évora's case, Loose Africa had an entire album of new recordings. They say it's Cesária's final gift to us, her 12th studio album. Apparently, she'd always recorded more songs than she needed, so that when it came to the final cut, she could choose which songs best fitted her mood and the feel of the album. And the result, well, Mai Carinhosa, 13 beautiful songs recorded over the last 20 years, lovingly chosen by those who loved her. And Mai Carinhosa, well, it means mother affection. From one unmistakable voice to another unmistakable sound, the sound of Congolese rumba of the 70s and 80s in Africa. At that time in Africa, singles were the order of the day, not albums. It was more affordable to buy a 45 than a 33. Now, most songs ran to about 6 minutes, too long for just one side of the record. So to fit the format, the studio would fade out side A around 5 minutes into the song and fade it back up on side B, allowing fans to enjoy the song in full. Orchestra Super Mazembe, who moved from Zaire, as it was called then, to Kenya in the late 70s, were one of the successes of the time. And Stearns has brought out Mazembe at 45 RPM Volume 1, rejoining these songs to their original length. So here's Amina, beautifully restored, and you don't even have to turn the record over.
Mm-hmm. nina simbanga na kokweya kobomba sekelete mokolo likokwela biso nani ya kojuge amina o simbanga na kokweya kolingwele kinga metele nalingaki te bato bayeba amina nalingaki te sekele epanzama kasi bolingwele kinga metele moye na siporte euta wapie mama o simbanga na kokweya kobomba sekele te lakisa bambanga ndenge tolingani na lamuru oyo amina nalingaki te bato bayeba amina nalingaki te sekele epanzama kasi bolingwele kinga metele moye na siporte euta wapie mama o simbanga na kokweya kitoko na yo etrubenga motema o amina simbanga na kokweya kobomba sekele te mokolo likokwela biso nani ya kojuge amina o simbanga na kokweya kolingwele kinga metele nalingaki te bato bayeba amina nalingaki te sekele epanzama kasi bolingwele kinga metele moye na siporte euta wapie mama o simbanga na kokweya kobomba sekele te lakisa bambanda ndenge tolingani na lamuru Amina. Oh, Amina, oh, Amina, nalinga. Oh, Amina, oh, nani abota ye.
Moto abota, Amina,
aye biko bota ye.
Moto abota, Amina, mama ya chance nangai.
Oh, Amina, oh, Amina, nalinga. Oh, Amina, oh, nani abota ye. Amina nalinga, oh Amina o, nani abota ye.
Yanga na Amina, namuri ya sansusi.
Bimisa ya
baba ya Amina, na kwa mpwazone tembando.
Oh Amina o, Amina nalinga, oh Amina o, nani abota ye.
Mutu abota Amina,
aye biko bota ye.
Mutu abota Amina, mama ya chansi nangaji.
Oh Amina o. Amina nalinga, oh Amina o, nani abota ye.
Big old collar on a coal black dawn. Baby come running with the rooster calling. Mama put the gravy and the biscuits on. Daddy went to meeting with his old boots on. And she's down on the bank with her old red bird, down to the river with a new song. Said she's shopping, that's what I heard, but all she's got in her apron's gone. Coming up the hollow, you can hear her sing. Run here, baby, it's a new song. Ask my mama, what did she bring? She ain't got nothing but a greasy string. Pots and ladles and a wedding ring. Run here, baby, it's a new song. I can't get sleeping, last redbird sing. I ain't got nothing but a greasy string. Takes my troubles off just a little plain greasy string like my mama did.
Greasy string, music to fill the belly, an old West Virginian song. When food is scarce, the woman sings to her family, hoping a new tune will keep hunger at bay. Kate Lee Sauer is a fiddler and banjo player of an old-time Americana. She lives in the UK, and Greasy String is from her new album, Stately Mansion, out on Get Real Records. You're listening to me, Lobba Kotari, here on BBC Radio 3. Still to come, some disco music from the 80s and a first on my programme, a song from Friesland, sung in Frisian. But now please welcome my guests in session, Family Atlantica. With percussion outnumbering the only stringed instrument in the lineup by at least 10 to 1, music a la Family Atlantica is all about the groove.
Yeah. salabideho. Le salabideho.
Welcome to Radio 3's very own carnival, brought to you by Luzmila Zerpa, Jack Iglesias, Niboy and Jacob Tete, who are indeed Family Atlantica. A very warm welcome to you guys.
Hi, thank you.
Thank you. Family Atlantica Quarteto. Quartet.
The quartet, yes, indeed. Well, Jack and Luzmila, I feel as though spring has finally arrived. What a great song.
Yeah.
Tell me something about it.
Well, this song is a joropo. Well, I feel it as a Venezuelan joropo oriental. We have few joropos in Venezuela, and this is from oriental is west.
East.
East. Yes, 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 yes. Oriental. It's east, east, east. Well, it's just amazing how it mix with Guyanese music.
The gome drum that Niboy plays is the base of the operation. It's very large cube, rather like a big cajon, but the front is skin instead of wood. And using his feet, he can change the pitch to create bass lines. That's underpinning everything. I think, Niboy, you're singing in a high life style. Would I be right in saying that?
Yeah.
So it's a kind of a mixture of Venezuelan music and Ghanaian high life.
Jack, is this a fair question to ask? Where does Family Atlantica come from?
Well, it's a fair question. I'd say the clue's in the name, to be honest. Family Atlantica, as it suggests, is really a project that unites and brings together the musicians from both sides of the Atlantic who share a sort of cultural genealogy that stretches back obviously to the time of slavery, and I'd like to think that we are reaping something positive from a very dark history now, bringing people together to explore the roots and to create things, hopefully beautiful things, together.
Jack, we last met when you had various different hats on, like the heliocentrics and Saravasol and I think Quantic as well. And Luzmira, you reminded me that we hooked up backstage at Glastonbury when you were with Dr. John and the whole lot of Colombians. I mean, with so many different projects that you've been involved in, why now and why Family Atlantica?
Well, Family Atlantica, I would say, is perhaps the culmination for me in terms of bringing together a lot of the great musicians that I've come to know through my life. I was born in London, which is obviously the metropolis that draws an enormous amount of great musicians to it. Again, through the history of colonization, there's a lot of people that are coming here seeking a better standard of living or whatever it is, and we have access to an enormous wealth of great musical talent from all over the world, and particularly from around the Atlantic. So for me, Family Atlantica is really the point where I've tried to bring everybody together and celebrate that.
And Luzmira, what brought you to London in the first place?
I wanted to leave Venezuela to see the other side of the Atlantic, to be honest. I wanted to leave. I never thought about United States, which is the normal route that everyone want to go. I wanted to come to Europe because I wanted to reach Africa. I grew up as a folk singer and we were really proud of our African heritage, but I've never met anyone from Africa. And then that was like the dream. That was the dream, to cross the Atlantic and get to Europe and then go to Africa. And we studied history, you know, in primary school from those days. I always, you know, studied that connection, like, oh, you know, the ship will go, you know, let's say any port in Africa and then come to Europe and then come to the Americas. And I just really wanted to experience that. But so that was inspiration.
You come from a musical family, do you?
Yes.
Of folk singers?
Yeah. My mom sings and plays the cuatro. My dad does everything, poetry, singing, plays the cuatro as well, drums, dance.
But it sounds as though, even though you've been here 15 years, that Venezuela and its music is still, you know, at the core of what you do.
It's like she arrived yesterday sometimes.
Well, I have to say that I have been, a funny story, I can't apply for my unlimited leave to remain because I have been so much time back in Venezuela that I don't deserve a British passport.
If there's any immigration officials listening to the program,
please, I'm sorry, I haven't spent so many winters here. Sorry, please, some help.
So that first song has no name because it's that new. The next song you're going to sing?
Improvisation.
Has that got a name?
Yes. This is a song from the northeast of Brazil. It's called Coqueiro from Maranhão.
Yo cupino coquero, yo coquero no mogué. Yo cupino coquero, yo coquero no mogué. Os cupim ficaron verde. Mas ninguém morreu. E a hora de quebrar no coco, quem quebra coco sou eu. De cupim no coqueiro, eu coqueiro não morreu. De cupim no coqueiro, eu coqueiro não morreu. Cupim ficaram verde, mas ninguém colheu. E a hora de quebrar no coco, quem quebra coco sou eu. Subi no coco, cheiro o coco, pego o coco, abre o coco, cheiro o coco, pra gente coco comer. Subi no coco, cheiro o coco, pego o coco, abre o coco, cheiro o coco, pra gente coco comer. Subi no coco, cheiro o coco, pego o coco, abre o coco, cheiro o coco, pra gente coco comer. Subi no coco, cheiro o coco, pego o coco, abre o coco, cheiro o coco, pra gente coco comer. Eu cupim no coqueiro, eu coqueiro não morreu.
Coqueiro, infectious Brazilian sounds with a Venezuelan twist from Family Atlantica. More from that Maid of Ale session in about 15 minutes' time. You may be one of those people who holds disco music close to their hearts, or maybe not, but these next two tracks are two gems from the golden era of disco in the late 70s and early 80s. They're both on an album called Rough Guide to African Disco out on World Music Network. And I think you're going to absolutely love both of them. We start with synth, drum kicks and South African gravel brought to you by Machlatini and the Mahotela Queens. Umba, umba, bada, umba, umba, da, da, umba, umba, bada, umba, umba, da, da, umba.
Ah, 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 ah
A near identical music twin to George McRae's Rock Your Baby. It is, in fact, Come On Home and Nigeria's Lejadu Sisters, who are identical twins with naturally complementary voices, who also happen to be Fela Kuti's cousins and also toured with Nigerian legend King Sunny Ade in the late 80s. They've effectively lived a reclusive life in New York for the last 30 years. And whilst they say they're not ready to tour again just yet, they have allowed The Knitting Factory to reissue their albums. So expect to hear more of them on the programme. Dutch flamenco next. This is Nienke. She's from the ancient province in northern Netherlands called Friesland, and the only province, as far as I understand it, to still have their own language. And yes, it's where Frisian cows come from. This song starts with a poem read by its author, Tsebe Hettinger, a beautiful piece called Ifterech, Hind Eye.
Ihr glanzerende dai. Nei de onde sinne glinstert de nacht van een boppenmoine en een jonken stier. In de dreemwolken dozen van het jonken liets een zefter ben, zien efter eer.
Thank you.
lids. En vier vliegsto.
Soy un campesino triste y solitario, soy un campesino triste y solitario, lejos de mi pueblo y del ser amado, lejos de mi pueblo y del ser amado, en la oscura celda de una vieja cárcel, en la oscura celda de una vieja cárcel, pago por un robo, yo nunca he robado, pago por un robo, yo nunca he robado.
Si tras la montaña se escucha un lamento, si tras la montaña se escucha un lamento,
será mi pastora que mi ausencia llora, será mi pastora que mi ausencia llora.
Si tras la montaña se escucha un lamento, si tras la montaña se escucha un lamento,
será mi pastora que mi ausencia llora, será mi pastora que mi ausencia llora. Soy un campesino triste y solitario. El patrón me dijo, me gusta tu chola. El patrón me dijo, me gusta tu chola. Yo no le hice caso y perdí el trabajo. Yo no le hice caso y perdí el trabajo. Al pedirle cuentas del injusto trato, al pedirle cuentas del injusto trato, me acusó de robo donde el comisario, me acusó de robo donde el comisario.
Si tras la montaña se escucha un lamento, si tras la montaña se escucha un lamento,
será mi pastora que mi ausencia llora, será mi pastora que mi ausencia llora.
Si tras la montaña se escucha un lamento, si tras la montaña se escucha un lamento,
será mi pastora que mi ausencia llora, será mi pastora que mi ausencia llora.
Thank you.
A bit of a hint of the shadows there. Her Tenere, another song from Bombino's album Nomad, produced by the Black Keys, Dan Auerbach. And that followed Los Destellos, 70s Peruvian psychedelia, and El Campesino from a compilation called Rough Guide to Los Destellos that's due out on World Music Network next month. And tonight's playlist is on our website at bbc.co.uk/radio3/world on 3 in case I leave any of the details out. So back to our session guests, Jack, Luzmira, Niboy and Jacob, who are Family Atlantica.
Take me, I am feeling lonely. Take me down to Los Ríos and don't let my mother know. And drink of night a whiskey. She says, take me to Los Ríos and forget of my family.
Take me, I am feeling lonely. Take me down to Los Ríos and don't let my mother know.
One more time.
Take me, I am feeling lonely. Take me down to Los Ríos and don't let my mother know.
It's a thing that you want to do.
Los Ríos. Well, I'm definitely not feeling lonely. You've really taken me this evening. I've got the fabulous Family Atlantica here in the studio. That was absolutely beautiful.
Oh, I'm glad you like it. It's a winner, that song. Every time we sing it, we love it. Everybody loves it. And it has a profound truth.
Take me to Los Rios. A lot of your songs are based on Venezuelan folk songs, are they, Luz Mira?
Yes, yeah. I think all of them, apart from the one like Coquero that I learned in Brazil. But yeah, it's the Venezuelan.
Yeah. Well, you've given us already some joropo, some high life, as you said, the northeastern Brazilian groove. Then what sounded like a fabulous piece of calypso. I mean,
that is calypso. Yes, in fact, the history of that's a very old song actually. That goes back at least 100 years, and Venezuela has a very strong calypso culture around a region called El Callao,
which is in the middle of the Amazon, in the Bolivar state, in the Amazon. So we have a strong Caribbean influence in the Amazon in Venezuela, because the English were doing the railways, so they took a lot of Caribbeans to construct the trains to work in the mines. So we have this amazing calypso and Venezuelan English in the middle of the jungle.
And you were talking, Luz Mira, about, in a sense, coming to the UK from Venezuela as a stepping stone to going to Africa. Did you go to Africa?
Yes.
Where did you go? Tell me something about
it. I went to the Sahara Desert. I went to Erjel, to Tindouf. And then I traveled in a caravan to the Sahrawi camps. It was amazing. I went to play there in a festival.
Was it more than you expected? I mean, in terms of the music, the landscape, how did it affect
home, you know. Always I felt home, you know, with the Africans. And in the Sahara, I was singing, you know, the poetry and the way of the singing. It was for me like to be in the Orinoco Plains. You know, the weather, you know, it was hot, you know, it was fine, perfect for me. This relationship with the landscape and the singing, I have this particular way. When I sing, I picture in my mind the landscape. So even the inflection of what I sing, I'm just kind of drawing the landscape. So if you are in the desert or you are in the Orinoco Plains, it's so easy to say, ay la 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 la. You have all this, you know, landscape to support that shout or whatever you wanna call it. So it was really nice.
Well, the album itself is quite a journey, isn't it? I mean, it's taken, what, four or five years to put together?
Yes.
You've been
yes.
to many countries as a result of it.
And
yeah?
We had a child in the middle as well.
a child in the middle, as
and,
you do.
And he's on the record, actually. And also Luz Mira's father, Betsy Zerper, is on the record. So there's three generations of Luz Mira's
family. It's a real family Atlantica.
It really is Family Atlantica, yeah. Really
and in fact, on the programme, I'm playing a track from Nurukan, and he's on your
Nurukan
album as well,
Nurukan is also on the album. He does a wonderful tribute to our son, Jaya, which he walked into the studio and found Jaya asleep in the pram. And he said to me, what is the name of your son? And I said, Jaya. And he said, Jaya! And then just in one single take, he grabbed his gimbri and he just laid down the most fantastic song that he just improvised for Jaya. And as I was working on the song afterwards, doing the horn arrangement, I listened to his vocal many, many times, and I feel like I actually learned Wolof partly through that.
So where in the world are you going to take us now with this final song?
We're going to take you to London.
Oh!
Because why not? I love London.
Back home.
London has the world in
itself.
Yeah,
London have the world.
And this song is a new composition that we've just started to play. And it's a mixture of Ghanaian high life. I feel like it's got a twist of salsa in it, but Luz Mira's not so convinced.
I don't hear any salsa in that.
But there's, you hear
well,
it.
Well, Venezuelans
you
take salsa very seriously, so you can't just bandy that genre around.
You can't mess that around. That was where I was coming from, but that's the wonderful thing, is that we play what we feel and we don't necessarily all hear it in the same way, but
exactly.
It comes together and it hopefully makes a nice unified whole. So we're calling this one Salimba High Life for now. So
for
see
now.
What you think.
Thank you.
como se dice con palabras sencillas o elaboradas, lo que es el amor. Como se dice con palabras sencillas o elaboradas, lo que es el dolor. Alguien me diga con palabras sencillas o elaboradas, mi negro, lo que es el amor. Como se explica con palabras sencillas o elaboradas, lo que es el dolor. Ay, ser uo,
iwo,
así.
Home Away From Home, Hackney, a scene through the musical lens of the Family Atlantica Quartet. They've got a handful of gigs coming up, so if you enjoyed that, then have a look at their website to find out where they might be and when they might be playing somewhere near you. Well, it's well past midnight, so officially the 102nd anniversary of International Women's Day is over. But there are many events going on, not just in the UK, but all over the world this weekend to inspire women and acknowledge their achievements. It's also Mother's Day this Sunday, just reminding you. So I'm going to keep the celebration of a world of women going. After this next track, it's going to be an all-woman show. This is the Senegalese singer that Jack mentioned, Nuru Khan, who spontaneously created and recorded a song for their son Jaya on the Family Atlantica album. This is Iswa from Nuru Khan's album Exile, loose-flowing reggae.
La noche yo muevo mis recuerdos, viajo con la mente, salgo del encierro, analizo donde piso, calculo los movimientos y a veces do, re, mi, fa, sol. La noche se despierta en sobornar hasta de manera normal tu control. Tiene la llave maestra para sobornar y a veces te dejo una vez.
Babo pensa nada em valor, talvez tá certa e cresceu. Babo reconhece esse amor, se vida é lar de incompreensão, se vou condenar minha relação. Quando quer tiver mais remissão, tá ser uma lamentação. Se vou te espera o iam nascer, babo pensa nada em valor, talvez tá certa e cresceu. Babo reconhece esse amor. Vida é lar de incompreensão, se vou condenar minha relação. Quando quer tiver mais remissão, tá ser uma lamentação. Pra que viver nessa corrida, traz dia aqui a vida. Considera a essência de vida, com gente bapes banda voz. Tá levou de carga de quadro. Pra que viver nessa corrida, traz dia aqui a vida. Considera a essência de vida, quando gente vai preso anda voz. Tudo tá levou de carga de quadro. Viver dia de cada vez, dia de manhã pode ser talvez. Tudo que acontece é pecador. Está na mão de nós criador. Se vou abandonar na solidão, se vou condenar para frustração. Quando que tiver mais remissão, está a ser uma lamentação. Viver dia de cada vez, dia de manhã pode ser talvez. Tudo que acontece é pecador. Está na mão de nós criador. Se vou abandonar na solidão, se vou condenar para frustração. Quando que tiver mais remissão, tá a ser uma lamentação. Pra que viver nessa corrida, traz dia aqui a vida. Considera a essência de vida, quando gente vai preso banda voz. Tudo tá levou de carga de quadro.
pa' que viven escondida. Tras día aquí en vida, considera esencia de vida. Quando gente vai aprisionando a voz, tudo está levando de carga de qual. Que vive na escorrida, traz dia aqui a vida. Considera a essência de vida. Com gente vai presbando a voz, tudo está levando de carga de qual. Para que vive na escorrida, traz dia aqui a vida. Considera a essência de vida. Quando gente vai aprisionando a voz, tudo está levando de carga de quatro. Tudo está levando de carga de quatro. Tudo está levando de carga de quatro.
Essencia de Vida from Cape Verde's Queen of Morna, the late Cesaria Evora. Before that was the voice of Cuban songstress Danae Suarez, floating over the vibes of Noches Suenos, laid down by dubstep whiz Mark Lawrence, a.k.a. Mala. As I said, because of International Women's Day, there are many events going on this weekend. And just before the programme tonight, I was at the South Bank Centre along the Thames and I saw these three women in concert. Wonderful, invigorating and inspiring. Ethiopia's Meklit Haderu, who took us on a journey along the Nile via the jazz clubs of her home in San Francisco. Rising Malian singer Fatoumata Diawara, who made the Royal Festival Hall feel like Wembley. And finally, Grammy Award-winning Angelique Kidjo from Benin, who brought a touch of the blues to the South Bank and had the audience in a virtual embrace. So join me for some Meklit, Angelique and Fatou.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Breeze drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. Ooh, and I'm feeling good. Fish in the sea, you know how I feel. Rivers running free, you know how I feel. Oh, I set on a tree, you know
how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me.
Dragonflies out in the sun, you know what I mean, don't you know? Butterflies all having fun, you know what I mean. Sleep in the peace when day is done, that's what I mean. And this old world is a newer world and a bolder world for me. And I'm feeling good. Stars, when you shine, you know how I feel. A scent of the pine, you know how I feel. Cause freedom is mine, and you know how I feel. Oh, freedom is mine, and you know how I feel. Oh, it's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life.
Será, eso ya ni so que vaya.
regare le monjigma na pero que o se sende non desiare la bañose
kalange kadin wolo ko tono dunga ki jefe fanaga ki fe pama be bomuzo la fundam be bomuzo ke manda ti be bomuzo pama be bomuzo la fundam be bomuzo are ti si be bomuzo
Three songs sung by three remarkable women. That last one was Musu from Fatoumata Diawara's debut album, Fatou. And it's a song that pays tribute to women. Perfect for International Women's Day. And that's it for tonight. I hope you're suitably mellowed out. I'll be back after 2 weeks when Meklit, who you just heard, will be my guest. And World on Three will be coming to you live again next Friday with Marianne Kennedy at the helm. And in session will be California's Old Tire Swingers. Till then, I leave you with one final bit of mellowness, a song from the Solomon Islands' Sweet Lullaby, a song you might recognise from the Deep Forest 1993 album, sung here by Malagasy Lala Njava, who was indeed part of Deep Forest when that song came out. Till next time. Good night.
Zaziza useko kandama hatande tamu tamu nita korai no mai ai zai tambe yase tamate una umale trome lai leai kandama hatande zai tambe yase tamate una umale.
BBC Radio 3, 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's 1 o'clock, time to go through the night with Katrina Young. This is BBC Radio 3. Welcome to Music Through the Night. I'm Katrina Young with contributions over the next couple of hours to the Baroque Spring on Radio 3 from a concert given in Stockholm last autumn by the Swedish Radio Chorus along with the early music group B-Rock. Vivaldi's Joyful Gloria was on the programme, as were the celebrated anthems Handel wrote for the coronation of George II and Queen Caroline. We'll be hearing all four of those.
They began, though, on a more sombre note, the setting by Henry Purcell of words from Psalm 102. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my crying come unto thee.